Jersey.
HD3 Detroit.
KJAQ.
HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston. And on AOL Radio.
And Yahoo Launchcast.
Good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul. And today, yay, we have Nancy Arruda here today because we are going to talk about the second half of the year and give awesome astrological aspects to the second half, because Nancy is only going to tell us good news today. Nancy's from universalsky.com. I can hear her going, what?
It's all good.
I sent you the stuff, remember? You see what in that? yeah, it's going to be good.
It is.
It's all good.
It's always all good. It's a perspective, right?
Yeah, okay.
Good and bad.
We've got like two Mercury retrogrades.
Left.
What's good about that?
Well, we've already done one.
And we've only done one this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've done two.
So it's one down, two to go.
We've got two.
No, we haven't. We've done a Mars retrograde and we've done a Venus retrograde. As of today, Venus moves direct. So let's celebrate that.
Wasn't it retrograde in January, though?
Pardon?
Wasn't it still retrograde in January? Didn't we have, we did one in the beginning and then one in spring.
Let me look in my ephemeris.
I think we had four this year.
Did we have four this year?
Maybe not. I think we did. I could be wrong. We could have just ended the year last year with the big one.
It was completed last year. It was from November approximately 24th to December 14th, 2011. So we did not have another one prior to the spring.
Wow. I'm surprised. It feels like it's always there.
Yeah, no, I think what you're picking up on is the Mars retrograde that transpired in the beginning of the year.
It was.
And then Venus. Well, Venus goes, that's what I said earlier. We need to celebrate that. You weren't listening. But we've also officially moved out of the Mars post shadow on June 21st.
Nice.
So we're no longer like moving forward with that healing that we needed to move forward with in terms of what we were healing with the Mars retrograde. So that has been completed and Mars is moving forward now, like completely out of the shadow. Venus station direct today at 11:06 a.m.
Yay.
Oh, I'm so excited. Okay.
I just let me tell you.
We're moving forward. So when it was retrograde, it gave us the opportunity to gain logical understanding of what gives us wholeness or enjoyment. And in many cases, most people identified with what not gives them wholeness or enjoyment. So we were pulling into play understanding our values and relationships, many relationship issues over the Venus retrograde, or being able to identify with them. And now that it has moved forward, we are integrating what we have learned in regards to this wholesome enjoyment that we are seeking. We're moving forward with fundamental trust and learning to cooperate with life. So we've gained much wisdom and understanding in how to communicate, how to tap into our unconscious nature because we were seeing it everywhere, how we attract things in our life, and how we attract the story that we communicate now, and recognize that it's now time to change the story. So we need to communicate what we desire, not what has happened in the past. We are learning how to detach from the dynamic of the past and what we have attracted in the past. So we're still integrating the lesson until it moves out of its post shadow on July 31st. However, the energy has lessened. So it's not as intense.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. We're moving forward and it feels good to move forward because it felt like the whole beginning portion of the year was moving backwards.
It did.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Yeah, and because we had Saturn. There's a whole bunch of planets that were retrograde all at once, right?
Yes, yeah. Saturn, Jupiter shifted its energy in the beginning, just the beginning of this month. So, like, it's feeling good.
Right.
For me, anyways. So yeah, we're kind of, you know, we're approaching a Mercury retrograde on July 14th in the sign of Leo. And Leo's all about playfulness, creativity, children, romance, and the biggie is the ego. Mm-hmm. So if you recognize your ego at play or your ego not getting what you think you want, then you need to look at those as opportunities and in seeing where you can become more playful, laugh at life more, right? So there's that vibration of, you know, being more spontaneous, not just within your day-to-day life and how you act it out, but also within your mind. If your mind inspires you to do something, do it. Don't question it. Don't think about it. Just do it. And that's kind of what the Mercury retrograde is going to be teaching us on some level, right?
Right. So how will that affect communication? Just how we communicate, how we want to have fun, or?
Yeah, I have a feeling that communications around that time is going to be very, very serious. Mm. So very intense, very serious, which is the opposite of that playful energy.
Right.
Right. You know, and if one...
And the opposite of what you want to do in the summer. Like, summer is, you know, all about getting out there and having fun.
Yeah, it is. So, like, get out there and have as much fun as you can. Don't be attached to your schedule, because with every Mercury retrograde, the moment you're really, really attached to something, that's the moment it doesn't happen, right? And that's where that spontaneity comes in. So if something's not going according to plan, let go of the plan and go with the flow. And you'll still have fun.
Right. Right.
It's intense, you know, if you're waiting for a flight in the airport and it's delayed for whatever reason. But, like, look at it as an opportunity to regroup. Look at it as a blessing in disguise. You don't know what type of blessing it is, but it could be a blessing in disguise. Mm-hmm. Right?
So you'll be going traveling before then, right?
I will be traveling before then. I will be returning before then.
And I planned it that way.
No, actually, I didn't. You know, this trip is spontaneity for me, even though I've known about it for a few months. I had no intentions of doing anything this summer, going anywhere this summer, and then a girlfriend invited me on this trip. So it was like, woohoo! So it is somewhat spontaneous in terms of it wasn't in my plans.
Right.
So, yeah, so I'm looking forward to the trip. You know, the other thing to recognize with the Mercury retrograde, and I will give the dates in a minute, is how if one individual has a thought, how that thought can spread to the consciousness of other individuals. And typically, like, we notice that the most on the news, okay? The news portrays some horrible event, and then everybody's talking about it, right? What happened to good event news?
That doesn't happen. That's the big problem with news, is it's always about the seriousness, and it's always one-sided, and it's always, you know, the worst of the worst.
And it's portrayed that way.
Yeah.
So even if it's not that bad a situation, it is portrayed as if, you know, hypothetically speaking, the world's coming to an end. Do you know, like it's, and I think that's really what, that's a part of what this Mercury retrograde is trying to teach humanity. You know, spread the good word, spread what brings you joy, think about what you want to create, and then work on that path of creation. With a lightheartedness, with a funness in mind, and for the good of everybody involved.
Yeah.
Right? You know, there's also like a vibe of the monkey syndrome with this Mercury retrograde. If one individual has a thought, or sorry, the monkey syndrome is if...
100th monkey?
Pardon?
100th monkey?
The 100th monkey, that's
okay.
It.
Okay.
I call it the monkey syndrome because I never remember the 100th monkey.
Okay.
So if you remove a monkey from its habitat and teach it something new, okay, and even if you don't re-engage it into its habitat, it will teach, or all the other monkeys will learn that new thing, even though there's no physical interaction. So that's kind of like a symbol of how powerful consciousness is. So if one person learn something new, holds that learning in its highest vibrational light, eventually that will spread to other consciousnesses or other individuals, and they will start to integrate that into their being. So if we start shifting from all this negative doom and gloom that the news projects and portrays, and start focusing on being more positive and having positive influences in life, and, you know, if a negative situation does appear, ask yourself, why? Why did that appear? What am I learning from this? Open your mind to understanding something different, and reality will shift. So the dates for the Mercury retrograde are July 14th, 2012 at 10:15 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. It will retrograde at 12 degrees of Leo, 32 minutes. And then it stations direct on August the 8th, 2012 at 1:40 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time at 1 degree of Leo, 25 minutes. So that's the first Mercury retrograde up this summer. The next one transpires November 6th, 2012 at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. I believe we're still in daylight time, or is it standard time then?
No, it'll be standard probably.
Standard time. At 4 degrees of Sagittarius, 18 minutes, and it stations direct on November the 26th, 2012 at 5:47 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at 18 degrees of Scorpio, 10 minutes. The second Mercury retrograde that's transpiring this year is really, again, tapping into our higher consciousness and what our higher consciousness is communicating to us. Once we figure that out, we can integrate the transformation necessary into reaching the potential of our higher self. So it's really about seeing your truthful vision of reality and opening your mind inward so that you can see the path of least resistance. In terms of how it will affect society, so when we look at Mercury retrograde and Sagittarius, there may be problems with long-distance travels, university, or higher knowledge institution and cultural activities. Long-distance travel.
When did you say it was going to happen?
It goes retrograde November the 6th in the sign Sagittarius.
Daylight savings happens November 4th. So just 2 days.
It is in daylight savings time.
Standard.
Standard.
It will go standard on November 4th. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Ah.
Note to self, this is EST. There we go.
You know, you just say Eastern time now or whatever time, and just it doesn't matter.
Yeah. They'll figure it out for themselves, right? Whether it's
daylight
standard. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, other good things that are happening? Saturn's finally getting out of Libra. Yay! We can
can't happen soon enough, though. I mean, that's like it's still a few months away.
It is. It happens on October the 5th. It shifts into the sign of Scorpio. Now, remember, Scorpio is opposite Taurus, and Taurus is our vibrational understanding for 2012. Based on the numerology of 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 2 equals 5, and we're in the year where we are teaching and learning. Okay, so it's a year.
Okay, you're going to hold that thought, Nance, because we're going to go to break. But when we come back, we'll talk more about that.
Perfect.
All right. So you are listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky and Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
Something here. look at me and say, and they'll say, hey, look at him, I'll never live that way, that's okay, it's just a red change.
CBS Radio The Sky and NewSkyRadio.com are presented only for entertainment purposes and will not be liable or accept liability for any loss or damage of whatever nature which may result from advice or information offered.
Live the life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruta. Nancy's with us every first and third Wednesday of the month, however. Well, she's been with us almost all month this month. And next month, she will be with us
on second and third.
Yes. So July 11th and 18th. Yay. And Nancy is from Universal Sky and is my in-house astrologer. And so today we are talking about astrology that is happening for the second half of this year. That is going to be, you know, well, we've talked about some of the good things that have been, which has been really good, which is Mars getting out of the shadow period and Venus now going direct. And we've talked about Mercury retrograde, my favorites. And where did we end off?
We ended off with Saturn
shifting
into the sign of Scorpio on October the 5th, 2012.
Yay.
So, and it's interesting because it's been in the sign of Libra for most of the year, where we have been restructuring our relationships when it stationed retrograde on February the 7th, and it stationed direct on June 25th. So just 2 days ago, Saturn has moved direct. So aside from Venus moving direct and Saturn moving direct, like, you can feel the shift in the energy over the last couple of days. Or at least I can feel the shift in the energy over the last couple of days. And it seems to be somewhat getting a little bit lighter already with these two planets moving direct. The connection to the year of 2012 with this Saturn moving into the sign of Scorpio. And, you know, at the beginning of the year, I always talk about the numerological influence of the year. And this year, 2012, is a five, which brings in that principle of teaching and learning. And it's ruled by the vibration of Taurus. So we've been in a year about really following the rules, following the traditional rules of society. And Saturn is going to be showing us some form of a mirror within that. As it moves into the sign of Scorpio, because Scorpio is directly opposite Taurus. And it will stimulate a learning curve for society in some way. But we're given the ability to shift it from, you know, our relationship focus into what needs to change within, you know, our relationship to ourselves, our relationship with other people, our relationship to society, how we utilize society's resources, etc. So we're entering into a cycle of transformation with the potential to pull in other people's values. There is a potential to see how lenders will change their abilities to collect or loan money out to individuals. This is also a letting go period where many may just let go of what they own or what they owe. Mm-hmm. So, like, be open to what that means, okay? Because we have ownership over our emotions, we have ownership over our thoughts, we have ownership over our physical reality. And most people don't realize that, right? So we can let go of, you know, those deep, intense emotions that do not serve us. We can transmute them into intense, higher vibrational emotions that serve us, like love and joy. Mm. Okay, so we're all being given the ability to transform at a foundational level once Saturn moves into the sign of Scorpio. So to me, I'm welcoming the energy. You know, change is inevitable. It happens everywhere. So, you know, welcome the change. And it's not as hard to integrate, I find, if it's welcoming change.
Right. Right. And yeah, we need the change. We need to get out of the being in Libra affecting all of our relationships. I mean, it's been heavier. So I think this is going to be a bit lighter energy for sure. It's a little more than 3 months away, but that's okay. I'm ready. At least we're not in retrograde, right?
I'm setting the intention for it to be lighter. Okay. Again, Scorpio is very intense, so we can internalize it and look at where we need to make changes within that intensity, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas in Libra, it was an external focus. We were focusing on the outside. We're focusing on other people. Right? And our relationship and how those people were treating us instead of how are we treating those people?
Right.
How are we, like, why is that type of dynamic happening? When you look at the outside, you're not going to find the answer. You're going to project it. So with it moving into Scorpio, we're internalizing more. We're asking more questions about our own role, about our own responsibilities, how we can direct our responsibilities so that we get the outcome that we desire versus the outcome that we don't desire.
Right.
So, and that's why I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. More internal work. A never-ending process. Well, see, I enjoy the whole self-discovery process. And learning things about myself, because I believe on some level, the more I discover about myself, the better that I am or the better that I can be, not for just me, but for everybody as you share your energy with everyone, right? So, like, I really look forward to self-discovery. I know a lot of people don't, but again, it's personal, right? It's how you view the situation.
Yeah, I really like self-discovery too. Just when it was associated with so much incredible pain, it was a little bit more difficult to get excited about it.
Well, you know, there's ups and downs in everything. Mm. Energy is constantly in motion.
Yeah, okay. We'll go with that. There weren't many ups in 5 months of 24/7 pain, but okay.
No. And when you're in a point of physical pain, it's harder to identify with the learning. Typically when physical pain happens, it's the final manifestation of emotional, mental, or spiritual pain or learning. So, you know, just keep asking yourself, what am I learning? What am I learning here?
Thing is that it ever changed from the very beginning in the end of January to when it finally shifted, it was never anything different.
Yeah.
Not at all. So
maybe it's just about more acceptance and learning how to integrate what you're here learning as a soul, okay, in a more practical way.
Or it takes a process to work out of your body.
Yes. Because there is cellular memory, so it is encoded in the cellular memory. Mm-hmm. So it's about, I guess, releasing that cellular moment memory, transmuting it. So, what else is happening with Saturn this year? It will be, or later this year, I should say, it will be trine Neptune on October the 10th, which is a good vibration for anybody who's working in a creative or spiritual industry, because there's potential for success with creative or spiritual pursuits. It is a wise decision time. And this happens on October the 10th. I don't know if I mentioned that. You know, so there is a good balance between intuition and common sense with this vibration. You reassess your life direction through the use of inner contemplation and meditation. So meditation is extremely highlighted. You know, you can pull this to the day before the 10th, so October 9th, and go to October 11th, 12th. With really meditating and contemplating on your creative spiritual pursuits, balancing your intuition with common sense, and all those, you know, where, what path do I want to travel in? Saturn will be trine Chiron on November the 16th. Again, another good vibration for 2012, where we have the right blend of wisdom, understanding, introspection, and action. And this is really a healing time, and we will be healing our karma. So our own personal karma, global karma. I don't see it as a negative event. I actually see it as an kind of like a little light bulb going off and gaining huge amounts of understanding in, you know, what's going on and how we can move forward in a positive way. Then later on December the 26th, it is sextile Pluto, which is great for creative work. So implementing discipline within your creative work, a good time to purge, clear out the old and make room for the new. So again, these are all harmonious vibrations. Saturn will not be interacting in a disharmonious or unharmonious way or challenging way or oppositional way with any other outer planets.
Yay.
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 Something else to celebrate.
That's right. Yeah, I know. No, we can all get excited about that. Well, we can all be excited about that.
We can. You know what? I think it's a good thing to get excited about. After Saturn, you know, Jupiter's doing good too. It's in the sign of Gemini. Jupiter should have come before Saturn, but I needed to make the connection with the 2012 vibration. So Jupiter entered the sign of Gemini on June 11th, 2012, as it exited the sign of Taurus. You know, and yay.
Yes.
Yeah. It will be the aspects for it. It's not really doing a lot. It will station retrograde on October the 4th. So that would be the day before Saturn moves into Scorpio. Where we are learning how to change our higher mind and learning objectivity within our spiritual experiences. So, you know, most people don't like any retrogrades. I'm not getting this one's very intense unless you need it to be. And it's about learning how to tap into and altering, you know, the vibrations of your higher mind and how to be objective with the spiritual insights that you receive. Many times, for people who are developing their intuition or learning to honor and trust, you know, where they're being guided from an intuitive perspective, they tap into the spiritual energy and they feel that sense of joy and love, and they get overwhelmed with this really good sensation and feeling of how they're honoring their intuition and following the path that spirit's showing them. And which is a good thing. However, they have a tendency to overemphasize that energy. So Jupiter, in this particular retrograde, will be teaching us how to learn objectivity within those, you know, how to be more discerning, how to detach from when we expect that spiritual experience to manifest.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to go to a break. We will be back. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
In the empire of the senses, you're the queen of all you survey. All the cities, all the nations, everything that falls your way, I say. There is a deeper world than this that you don't understand. There is a deeper world than this tugging at your hand. Every ripple on the ocean, every leaf on every tree, every sand dune in the desert, every power we never see. There is a deeper way than this swelling in the world. There is a deeper way than this. Listen to me, girl. Feel it rising in the cities. Feel it sweeping over land, over borders, over frontiers. Nothing will its power stand. I say, there is no deeper way than this rising in the world. There is no deeper way than this. Listen to me, girl. Every breath you take with me, every breath you take, every move you make, every cake you bake.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. SkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nancy Arruda. Nancy is from UniversalSky.com and joins us every Wednesday, every first and third Wednesday of the month. But next month she's going to be with us for the second and third Wednesday, so the 11th and the 18th. And, well, we pretty much had her all month this month, but that's okay because we needed her. And now we're talking about the aspects of the second half of the year. So it's been a bit lighter. We started with Jupiter at the right before break. So let's continue with Jupiter.
Yes, we just finished discussing the how it goes. It's station retrograde on October the 4th.
Right.
There are two additional Jupiter aspects.
How long is Jupiter in retrograde for?
A while.
Like 6 months while, or?
You know what? Just let me look it up, because that's one thing I did not look up is when it goes direct. I believe it goes direct in 2000. 13?
I guess it would be because it's definitely more than...
So January 30th, approximately. Oh, okay. Yeah, January 30th, 2013 is when it stations direct.
So that's what, 3 months? Where did you say?
It goes October the 4th to January 30th, so 4 months.
Oh, 4 months almost, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, just shy of the four-month mark, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So, again. Additionally, there are Jupiter aspects that are transpiring this year. One of them, when Jupiter is opposite the North Node, that, you know, some people may find more difficult. However, a lot of astrologers don't give much emphasis when the nodes are concerned. So you may notice difficulty in relations or reassessing your connections with groups or individuals. And it's really about, you know, looking at what's not serving you or the people in your life that aren't serving you on some level in terms of your own growth and development and making room for abundance. So that, like, whenever we create space, and I'm not saying go out there and harshly cut away relationships that you don't think serve, you know, because to me that's like an avoidance thing that always comes back in another relationship until you learn their lesson. So it's really about just reassessing your connections to groups or individuals. And if you find a connection isn't giving you a lot of growth or, you know, isn't assisting your growth process, then start to make changes that growth process more, right? And it's about making room for abundance. So, you know, get rid of what's not serving you on a physical level, on a spiritual level, ideas, beliefs that aren't in alignment with your new growth process. So, you know, just make the room. Again, a lot of astrologers don't put a lot of emphasis on the North Node as it interacts with other planets. Me personally, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. It's, you know, if it's there, I might mention it. But if I'm not feeling any strong energy with it, I won't mention it at all.
Right.
On a day-to-day, right? Additionally, it will be sextile Uranus on July 22nd, stimulating sudden, exciting, and new opportunities. So keep your eyes open for those new opportunities. Learn
July
to go
when? 22nd?
July 22nd. Again, you may feel it a couple days before to a couple of days after, right? So, you know, it's really about going with the flow. Like, we can't force an opportunity to happen. We can only open our eyes to recognizing it. So if you recognize an opportunity, follow it. Okay? Many times when Jupiter's involved, it shows us all these opportunities. And because we're so trapped or so caught up in that feeling of abundance, we don't act on those opportunities because we think it's just going to happen all on its own. So this is like, if you recognize them, you know, follow through with it. Go with the flow and how it presents itself, but, you know, take action towards it. It's also a vibration of a sensation of freedom, so a newfound freedom within the self. So potentially you can break away from something that seems restricting.
So Jupiter is Jupiter, while it's in retrograde, is it still, it just moved into Taurus? Gemini?
Gemini.
So does it move out of when it's in retrograde for a bit?
No, it stays in Gemini.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, we're done with the Taurus vibration in
good.
Jupiter and Taurus, yes.
Good.
So it does stay in Gemini.
Okay.
Additionally, moving on, Uranus. Uranus is a biggie this year.
Mm.
Because of the aspect that transpired on June 24th, which was, I believe, Sunday.
Right.
Where Uranus was square Pluto. Now remember, Uranus is in Aries, Pluto is in Capricorn. And squares represent a challenge, okay? So most people do see them as challenging, but they also are opportunities of change and transformation. So when we view a challenge in our life, it's because we're trying to overcome something so that we can grow and learn. And they're actually opportunities for growth. That's the word I was looking for. So on June 24th, we experienced Uranus square Pluto. And here with this on a personal level, we're learning to control the power in our own life, not the lives of others. Okay, so this whole Uranus square Pluto is about controlling your own personal power, right? It can be viewed as intense, where emotional attachments may be challenged at a deep level. There's fear of loss in what you have established. Now, realize that fear does not necessarily mean reality unless you want it to be your reality on some level. So it doesn't mean the manifestation of the fear, okay, unless you put huge amounts of focus on that fear. So, but it's again, a letting go. We're being challenged with our emotional attachments. So if you find yourself really emotionally attached to something, ask yourself, how is that attachment serving you? Is it something you need to let go of? Right? You know, seek higher information. So a lot of people with this vibration may look into therapy, okay, or gaining a higher understanding of what's transpiring. It's about getting to the depth of your unconscious mind to understanding the attraction process and the, you know, quote, why am I attracting this? It's truly about sweeping away old structures and ways of being to bring in new ones. This vibration goes on until March 2015. So this is a biggie for humanity, for society, for each individual within it. The second hit is on September the 19th, 2012. That particular Uranus square Pluto is asking us that while we're trying to understand the evolutionary and transformational future actions that society needs to integrate, we are personally challenged to finding and awakening the balance required within the self, as all we may see is the duality between the physical and spiritual realities. So again, it's still anchoring that finding a new way of doing things, which is what we talked about in the last show, last week's show, with the June 24th vibration.
Right.
I'm going to give the dates of the remaining hits, which is May 20th, 2013, November 13th, 2013, April 21st, 2014, December 15th, 2014, and March 16th, 2015. So there are a total of 7 hits.
Right.
Interesting number 7 is. I'm not looking at this as a bad thing. I'm looking at this as, you know, us awakening to our authentic light energy.
Right. Yeah, I think it's probably, I mean, I think a lot of people seem to be agreeing with this. I mean, usually when you have, you know, planets squaring off each other, that's usually something that is, you know, not a positive aspect like a trine. But yeah, I mean, people are seeing this as moving into the age of Aquarius. Yeah, whether it shows our darkness or our light, I guess, depends on where we are and how much we can wake up and move through this process. But, yeah. Okay, so we're going to go to our last break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. We've been talking about the transits for the last part of 2012 on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Discover your spirit. Listen to Spirit Guide Radio, where leading spiritual experts serve as guides to nourish your soul. Every weeknight from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern, Heidi Hollis, The Outlander, The Zodiac Girls with Solaris, Laura and Kira, Ask Dr. Doug with Dr. Doug Lear, PSI 911 with Katie, Rhonda, and Christy, Life by Number with Celeste, and Your Reiki Journey with Heidi Harrison. Spiritually Speaking Radio for the soul. CBS Radio's The Sky. Believe.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul, and, well, Nancy's our in-house astrologer. She's always with us. Okay, I'm just going to say for next month, she's with us the second and third weeks of the month, so the second and third Wednesdays, the 11th and the 18th. Today we're talking about the last half of 2012 and the astrological aspects that are affecting us, and I think, well, we ended with the Pluto and Uranus square?
Yes. The Uranus square Pluto aspect.
Right.
So we finished talking about that. The last little thing I wanted to talk about Uranus is it will be retrograding on July 13th at 8 degrees of Aries. And this particular Uranus retrograde is an opportunity in understanding what you have to do to attain wholeness. It stations direct on December 13th, 2012, the day after my birthday. So that should be interesting for me.
Yes.
But you know what? I'm all for attaining more wholeness in my life. As I, you know, continue to consciously evolve. Doesn't mean it's easy, but I enjoy doing it. Next would be Pluto in 2012. It continues to move through the sign of Capricorn. It's in Capricorn for a long time, until 2022 to 2024.
Right.
It went retrograde on April the 10th, 2012. It stations direct on September the 18th, 2012, the day before it squares Uranus.
Mm.
So the day before the second Uranus square Pluto hit. Its aspects this year are sextile Chiron. It was sextile Chiron May 12th, which is in the past, and again on September the 6th, 2012. This is really a potential for healing past problems and seeing them in a different light. It allows for one to succeed where they once failed and, you know, a chance to achieve your heart's desire. So this is a harmonious vibration with Pluto, allowing for healing, which, you know, again, I'm all for the healing component.
Mm-hmm.
So,
good.
Yeah, I tried to understand the whole, you know, retrograde process with Pluto. And all I can say is when it does station direct on September the 18th, you may be feeling like you're traveling in slow motion. So it's about tapping into the deepest parts of your spiritual understanding and communicating what you know to be true, which will then assist you with proper action and moving forward with your evolutionary process. Mm. So if you find whatever you're trying to implement is happening at a slow pace, there is a reason for that. So just honor that reason. You know, even if the reason doesn't make sense or you can't really pinpoint the reason, there's a reason for things to be moving slowly at that time.
And that's when?
That would be when it stations direct on September the 18th.
Okay.
It's almost like, and even though Pluto doesn't rule time, Saturn does, when I was trying to understand how this vibration will impact us, it was like I could see time being stretched out and moving like in an ultra slow motion speed. So even though like a lot of people, you know, are working on current projects that are assisting their evolutionary process, And they just want it to be done with, okay, and get through with it as quickly as possible. There's a process to timing. There's a process to it moving fast or slow. There's a reason for it to move fast or slow. So just honor that process. Hmm. We're not necessarily in control of time.
Right.
Although time tries to dictate our reality, it doesn't mean we get to dictate time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's how I experienced that vibration. I just saw everything moving really, really slow. As if, you know, you're looking at, you know, in a sporting event when they, when something happens, because like you're like a soccer, for example, and somebody kicks the ball and they're trying to see exactly where the ball goes, but it happens so quickly they can't do it. So they put it on instant replay. But when they do the instant replay, they do the instant replay so that you can actually see, you know, millisecond to millisecond where that ball is traveling. That's the feeling I got with that vibration.
Hmm.
So it's about slowing it down. So in the beginning of September, if you feel like you're in this go, 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 you may be asked to slow it down. Slow down whatever it is you're trying to rush through.
Right.
So the last thing we need to discuss for 2012 is the last set of eclipses.
Yay.
Yes. Now, eclipses are themes of transmuting what we know, how we think, and the gathering and distribution of information. And that is like really specific to this year's eclipses that have transpired and last year's in the sign of Gemini and Sagittarius.
Right.
We are shifting from the Gemini-Sagittarius vibe to the Scorpio-Taurus vibration. Mm. However, the next set of eclipses happen in Scorpio and Gemini. So there's a little bit of an unconscious tension that's transpiring between those two eclipses that can't be identified until the moment transpires.
Hmm.
Okay, because we're not dealing with a polarity here. We're dealing with two separate vibrations. So we're moving out of the Gemini. However, there is one final lesson in Gemini to learn, and we're moving into understanding the Scorpio-Taurus vibration with the solar eclipse on November the 13th, 2012, which transpires at 21 degrees of Scorpio, 56 minutes. We are integrating lessons around transmuting or transmutation and transformation. It's really about being unique to the self and honoring the intuitive process, even if others agree or disagree, and recognizing how the intuitive process is different for everyone. So here, we're clearing and tapping into our gift of intuition, and we're clearing what blocks us from receiving intuitive information.
Hmm. We have about a half a minute more, so
the lunar eclipse transpires on November the 28th, 2012 at 9:45 a.m. at 6 degrees of Gemini 46. We're releasing what blocks us from trusting in and cooperating with the life force energy. Kind of like the Venus direct energy we are seeing today. So if we haven't learned the Venus direct, we will be given one more opportunity through a releasing of what blocks us from trusting in and cooperating with life.
Hmm.
And there you have it.
There you have it. That sounds like it. Well, I guess we'll see what happens, but I do feel good about this second half of the year.
I do too. I do too. It feels so much lighter than the first half.
Yes, we'll keep saying that.
It is lighter than the first half.
I'm sure we'll talk again of as we get closer to December 21st about what all that is all about. But
yeah,
right. All right. Well, thanks for joining us today. Thank you, Nancy, as always.
Thank you.
Nancy can be found on the web at universalsky.com. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.